No other shampoo leaves hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only green shampoo with hair conditioner. This is the Dream Show rehearsal, Rudy Valley speaking.
Rudy, this is your house guest, Monty Woolley. I fear I have a bit of disagreeable news to report, my lad.
So?
While driving downtown to do some belated Christmas shopping, I accidentally smashed your car.
Why, that's too bad. I hope you're not... My car! You mean my old 1920 Essex?
No, the older one than that.
How could you do such a thing?
Oh, it was comparatively simple. I collided with a truck.
Well, that's terrible. Where are you calling from? The hospital?
No. From the top of a telephone pole. It was an ammunition truck. Come at once, Rudy. Come at once. The car is on Highland Avenue between 3rd and 4th.
Tell me, is the car nearer 3rd or nearer 4th?
It's from 3rd to 4th.
I'll be right there with Chatsworth immediately after I rehearse the next number. Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, you hear me pleading. Don't fence me in. Hurry, Chatsworth, and be careful with this car. It belongs to Frank Duvall.
Don't worry, boss. I'm a very careful driver. I only drive in the safety zones.
You idiot. Safety zones are for people.
Well, we're people, ain't we?
I'm not so sure of you. Now, take it easy and keep going. Chatsworth, why do you turn all the corners in one wheel?
Just being patriotic, boss. The government wants us to save tires.
If you want to be patriotic, why don't you turn in your head to the fat drive? This is 3rd Street. Stop here. Well, 5th Street is close enough. Look, there's Mr. Woolley now, arguing with the policeman.
Now, look here, Woolley. We've got traffic regulations in this city. The single line is for slow drivers, the double line is for fast drivers, and then there's the zigzag line. You know what that's for?
Certainly, women drivers. Oh,
no, that signifies a turn, and you're supposed to put your hand out when you turn.
Why should I put out my hand when I turn?
To let the driver behind you know where you're going.
And why should I let him know where I'm going? He's a total stranger to me.
What's the matter? Is your destination a secret?
Decided or not. If you must be inquisitive, I was driving to Vine Street to pick up a young lady.
Oh, yeah? What young lady?
Whichever one happens to be on Vine.
Oh, a wolf, huh? You know, we have a place for guys who want to pick up girls.
Perhaps you have, but I happen to prefer Vine Street.
That does it, Mr. Woolley. The judge would like to see you in the morning.
Very well, very well. Have him drop in at my place about 11 o'clock.
Now, look here, mister. His Honor's a very busy man. He's a circuit court judge.
A circuit court judge.
Yes, he travels all over California, but he keeps his seat in Hollywood.
Well, it's quite a trick if he can do it.
Oh,
Mr. Woolley, how are you? Are you all right?
Completely, my lad. True, I was temporarily disturbed gastronomically by the impact of the two vehicles, but that condition was eradicated by a sizable dose of tuna star.
Tuna star?
Yes. That's nature's spelt upside down.
But the accident, how did it happen?
Well, perhaps as the owner of the late automobile, you are entitled to the details. I was driving along, conjuring up the most unforgettable scene of my triumph on the Shakespearean stage. Suddenly, the immortal words of Brutus in the funeral scene from Julius Caesar floated across my brain. Ere I knew it, they were gushing forth from my mouth. Friends of Roman countrymen, lend me your ears. I've come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. I was marvelous.
Yes, but how did the accident happen?
Well, I took my hands off the wheel to applaud.
Dora, what a ham!
My dear mounted policeman, and when I say mounted, I mean stuffed. For your information, I am not a ham.
No, a ham can be cured.
That's my friend. Is there any illness in your family?
Only my father. He's got an upside-down stomach.
Very likely, having you for a son must have turned it. Rudy, I shall meet you across the street in the department store.
You can go with Woolly and do your Christmas shopping, boss. I'll drive what's left of your car to the garage.
Not so fast, Sonny. First, let's see your driver's license.
Here it is.
Wait a minute. This is a dog license.
Sure, I used to drive a Greyhound.
Officer, I'm the owner of this car, and I wouldn't want the accident to be reported.
Oh, you wouldn't, eh?
No, now listen. I'm Rudy Valley, and I'm going to do something for you. Here's a ticket to our broadcast.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Valley. And now I'm going to return the favor.
You are?
Yes, here's a ticket to our court.
Oh, fine. Grandma told me there'd be days like this.
Hey, boss, the car is smashed to bits. But I think the radio will still work.
Well, that's something. Turn it on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will hear There I Go, sung by Rudy Valley.
That's ridiculous. How can I sing there in the studio when I'm here?
Isn't it wonderful, the things you can get away with in radio?
There I go, leading with my heart again, and there I go, acting not so smart again, but though it's unwise, I can't disguise my love. Though I know too much love may curb the fire, but there I go, led astray by my desire, there's no golden rule to guide a fool in love. I tell my heart, be careful, or you'll find that you dream alone. I'm wise, it's true, what good does it do? My heart has a mind of its own. There I go, stealing all the dreams I knew, and there I go, willingly in love with you, don't know if you care, darling, but there I go.
That was Rudy Valley singing, There I Go, and now...
Shall I turn it off, boss?
No, I'd like to hear what Truman Bradley has to say.
Thank you, boss. This is for the ladies, especially for those of you who may wonder why your hair looks dull and sort of mousy. Well, it could be caused just by the shampoo you're using now. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap. And it's a fact that soap in any form leaves a dulling film on your hair. That's why today so many Glamour-wise girls are changing to Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. You see, no soap, no other shampoo combines all the beauty advantages this wonderful new Dreen brings you. First, Dreen reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap. It brings out all the shining loveliness of your hair. And Dreen completely removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. Then, for manageability, the new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner that leaves your hair far smoother, silkier, and easier to manage right after the shampooing. And that's the terrific combination you get only in Dreen with hair conditioner. So, girls, remember, no other shampoo leaves hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
All right, Chatsworth, you may turn off the radio now.
Say, boss, before I drive the wreck away, how about advancing me next week, shall we, so I can do some Christmas shopping?
A week's salary? Oh, very well. Here. 20, 30, 50, 70, 90, 95. And here's something extra for Christmas.
Gee, thanks, boss.
Now you can buy something real nice. You have a whole dollar. I'm going into the store now.
Let go of them. I'm taking these shoes.
Oh, no, you're not. I saw them first. I'm taking these shoes.
You are both in error, ladies. Those shoes are mine. Now put them back on my feet immediately.
Do it yourself, mister. I've spent the whole morning buying the girdle I'm wearing, and I'm all in.
Madam, from the looks of your figure, you couldn't be all in.
Watch your talk, partner. I'm from Texas, and I know how to handle a gun. And when I shoot from the hip.
My word, from way out there.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Woolley. Have you completed your shopping yet?
Not entirely, Rudy. I'm frankly in a dither about just what to purchase for the one person I love best in the world.
How about perfume?
Ridiculous. I never use perfume.
Oh, of course. Suitable gift for yourself, hmm? I suggest something very cheap.
You certainly do.
A most unkind cut, Mr. Woolley. Why, this very morning, while looking for a gift for you, I went into a curiosity shop that sells very expensive things.
Really? What did you go in for?
Oh, just for curiosity. Frankly, Mr. Woolley, I'm refraining from purchasing your gift until you tell me what you're going to get me.
Well, this morning I was casually promenading along the boulevard in quest of a gift I deemed worthy of you, and I passed the shop that sells diamond cufflinks.
Yes?
I passed the shop that sells diamond cufflinks. Rudy, when you have completed your purchases here, meet me on the 9th floor. I promise to return those stockings you gave my secretary for her birthday.
Well, just a moment. What's wrong with those stockings?
Hardly anything, except that every time she walked, they ran.
Oh, well, I'll see you upstairs. I have to buy a few things and get back to the studio.
Oh, pardon me, sir. I'm the floor walker here. May I assist you?
Yes, I want to get a few odds and ends. Do you sell sundries?
No, we're closed, sundries.
Well, today is only Thursday.
Oh, yes, so it is. Oh, just a moment, sir. I'll call the sales girl for you.
Is that the way you summon the sales girl, by blowing an automobile horn?
Well, that's the only way she'll come. She used to be a waitress in a drive-in. Oh, yes, here she is now.
How do you do, miss? I'd like to buy some Christmas cards.
Yes, sir. We have them for 5 cents and 10 cents.
And what's the difference between the 5 cent ones and the 10 cent ones?
The 10 cent ones cost more.
I never thought of that. I'll take one of the 5 cent ones, and I'd also like a stamp.
Well, we're not allowed to sell stamps to strangers.
Well, I'm not a stranger exactly. I'm Rudy Valley.
Gosh, Rudy Valley. Gee, I've certainly heard a lot about you.
Good. Now may I have a 3 cent stamp?
Certainly, Mr. Valley. Shall I wrap it as a gift?
I'll show you that I'm not as cheap as everybody thinks. I want to have a special Christmas card made.
Yes, sir.
I want it to be 6 inches wide by 3 inches long. I want it to be edged with white lace, be covered with red satin on one side and green silk on the other. Do you have all that down?
Yes, Mr. Valley. When can you come in for a fitting?
I'd better get out of here before I go berserk, too. Oh, elevator, elevator, wait for me.
Step to the back of the elevator, please. Going up, second floor, clock, smock, socks, and Kleenex. Third floor, pants, cans, fans, and Kleenex. Fourth floor, cravats, bats, hats, and Kleenex. Fifth floor, jugs, mugs, rugs, and Kleenex.
Say, elevator boy, this is marvelous. How much Kleenex do you have?
Just one box. We spread it out.
Yes, I should have suspected that. Take me up to the 9th floor.
He was there, 9th floor.
Thanks. Next time you come up, bring up my shoes.
Hi, Mr. Woolley. I'm here.
Rudy, you arrived at the most propitious moment. I have just been feasting my eyes on that sales girl. Doesn't she have the most exotic figure?
Good evening, sir. Would you care to buy something?
No, thanks. I'm just looking.
Mr. Woolley, just examine this portable phonograph. It's just what I'd like you to give me for Christmas.
Oh, yes, that would make a wonderful gift, sir. Can I interest you in the present?
No, but you certainly could have interested me in the past.
Oh, you mean you wouldn't like to go out with me?
Oh, on the contrary, my dear, I most assuredly would. As Theocritus so aptly put it, Kai patamoi de kete kalankata tumbrida scudo. English translation, is, or is you ain't my baby.
Please, Mr. Woolley, you shouldn't go out with her. Why, she's half your age.
Then we make the ideal match. I'm half the man I used to be.
Oh, Mr. Woolley, forget the young lady and concentrate on this phonograph. It's a gem. I'm going to put a record on. Try it.
An inspired thought, Rudy. My dear, may I have the privilege of this next dance?
Oh, what are we going to do, the polka?
You underestimate me, my dear. Are you familiar with that new dance craze called the California Clutch?
No.
Well, it's rather simple. I place my arms around you, thusly.
Uh-huh.
And now you place your arms around me.
Uh-huh.
That's perfect. Now you press your cheek next to mine. That's it. Now we hold each other just a wee bit more tightly.
Oh.
That is it exactly.
What do I do now?
You mean you don't know?
No.
Well, in that case, we'd better dance. Thank you a thousandfold, miss. I enjoyed that brief bit of jitterbugging immensely. You may put me down now.
Oh, Mr. Woolley, I'm simply intrigued with this phonograph. Will you gift it to me for Christmas, will you, huh?
Rudy, it is inconceivable to comprehend how you can expect me to present you with so costly an item after that miserly ring with which you gifted me last year.
Miserly? I'll have you know that that ring once belonged to a millionaire.
Really? What millionaire?
F.W. Woolworth.
Well, if you didn't like the ring, you should have told me sooner, and I would have stopped making the payments.
Mr. Woolley, please, you must help us out. Something terrible has happened to the Santa Claus we hired for the holidays.
Something terrible? Don't tell me he got his beard caught in his zipper.
Oh, worse than that. You see, he was up on the roof, and he reached for a cigarette and broke his arm.
That doesn't seem possible. Where was the cigarette?
On the street below.
That's reaching pretty far for a gag.
Mr. Woolley, you must take his place.
Me?
Oh, please, Mr. Woolley, it's for the little kiddies.
Here, let me help you on with the Santa Claus suit, Mr. Woolley. Ah, there you are.
You certainly got me into this suit rather rapidly, Rudy. How did you manage it that fast?
Oh, it was simple. I just skipped a page. Ah, right, here come the kiddies. Now, don't forget to act like Santa Claus.
Well, I'll do my utmost. Oh, hello, little boy. Won't you come here and sit on my lap?
Not in your life, Fatso. I'm here for business.
Well, if you come here, I'll give you the business. Where do you live, my little brat and my little boy?
I live with me old lady, an old man, and me 12 brothers and sisters in one room. And we ain't got a dime in the joint.
My goodness, how do you manage to exist?
We take in boarders. Now cut out the third degree and make with the presents.
Yes, little boy, yeah. Just put your hand in your stocking Christmas morning, and you'll find a nice big boa constrictor.
Nothing to do one. I already got one of those. Now, this Christmas, I want a real sharp penknife.
And if I should bring you a real sharp penknife, will you cut yourself?
Are you kidding? I won't cut myself.
Then I won't bring you one. Next.
Hello, Santa Claus.
And how old are you, my little curly-haired, overgrown young man?
I am just 5 years old.
5 years old. You look quite a bit older. There are a few gray hairs in your head.
Oh, that is because I'm worried about what a certain party is going to give me for Christmas.
You? Yeah. Well, you'll find out in due time, little boy. Now, Rudy, roll down your trouser legs and don't bother me.
Oh, shucks, you recognize me. Gracious to Betsy, I can't stand the suspense any longer, Mr. Woolley. What are you going to give me for Christmas?
Well, Rudy, my boy, since I did violate my privilege as your house guest by removing your car from your garage and wrecking it, there is one thing I feel I should give you.
You mean another car?
No. A lock for your garage so it can't happen again.
Oh. Thank you for that lock, Mr. Woolley. But I knew you were going to get me that.
Remarkable, Rudy. You are probably quite a student of mental telepathy.
Yes, Mr. Woolley, but sincerely at Christmas time, it is not very difficult to understand what is on people's minds. We all know that the boys on the battlefronts overseas are thinking of their loved ones at home. Those over here are thinking of their boys over there. The words may not be exactly the same, but they have the same prayers and the same thoughts are in their hearts. Christmas Day, say a prayer for me back there to help me come what may. I'll be wishing for your fond embrace and the smile on your lovely face. Lights aglow, burning bright to guide me right, no matter where I go. And with the dawn of another Christmas day, I'll be home to stay.
caught in your caresses.
When a man's in love, he tries to count the charms of his beloved. The sighs, the smiles, the graceful gestures that make the glow of love flame higher in his heart. More and more her loveliness threads a web about his heart from which he never wants escape. And one important charm that every glamour-wise girl can have, that you can have, is beautiful, lustrous hair. Hair that sparkles with highlights, gives an aura of beauty to even a plain girl. And that's why you should use Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioner.
Because no other shampoo can make your hair so lovely.
No other shampoo leaves hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioner. Dream actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves any dulling film on hair, as all soaps do to hide the natural luster. Instead, green brings out all the shining beauty. And now that this new improved green contains a marvelous hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. So girls, for shining, glamorous hair, always use green shampoo with hair conditioner. Or ask your beauty shop to use it. Oh, Mr. Woolley, I'm certain that you've been jesting about my Christmas gift. What are you really going to get me, huh?
Now, Rudy, my lad, I cannot keep it a secret any longer. I have purchased for you that beautiful portable phonograph you admire.
That portable phonograph? Gracious to Betsy, Mr. Woolley. Isn't that awfully expensive?
Yes, but you can afford it. Merry Christmas.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listening to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me.
Friends, on behalf of the Procter & Gamble Country, myself, Mr. Woolley, and the rest of the cast, sincere Christmas greetings. Rudy Vallee will present another Dream Show with Monty Woolley next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood. This is Truman Bradley reminding you that no other shampoo leaves hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioner.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear your clothes, wear up to twice as long, and all it takes is Ivory Flakes.
A blouse, a house coat, a sweater, a slip. Give them
Ivory Flakes
care.
That's our tip. Wash tests show that this is so.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear your clothes, wear up to twice as long, and all it takes is Ivory Flakes, is Ivory Flakes for twice the wear. You get up.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.